Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed. The Mishnah on the top of Daf Kuf Lamed has a machlekes tanoim about whether a person has the koyach to change the Torah's rules of Yerusha. If someone tries to change how the Torah said that the Yerusha should go, the Tanakhama says Lo Amar Klum. Rabbi Yechim and Berekis says that under some circumstances, Devarav Kayamin. And the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, says the halacha is Rabbi Yechon and Membereika, that a person is able to change the Torah's rules of Yerusha, as the Gemara explains a line later, because he learns from a pasuk, V'hayah b'yayim hanchiloi es banav, from the word hanchiloi, it appears that HaTorah nesna reshus la'av la'hanchil l'chol mi sheyirtze. But there's two lashonis in the Gemara about under what circumstances Rabbi Yechon and Membereika was saying Devarav Kayamin. According to the first lashon of the Gemara, he said it even to prioritize a more distant relative over closer Yerushim, l'mashal abbas b'makim banim or an ach b'makim banais, even there Rabbi Yechim and Breka would say Dvarav Kiyamin. That was the first lashon. The second, the Ibayis Ema, held that even Rabbi Yechim and Breka only says Dvarav Kiyamin for the case of ben b'na banim and bas b'na banais, when there are multiple Yerushim but they're all on the same level. L'mashal, there were three sons and they were going to divide it equally, and he says, I want the whole thing to go to one of the three sons, assuming that none of them was a Bechar, then it's Dvarav Kayamin, but to prioritize a more distant relative wouldn't work. When the Gemara is at Halacha, Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka, the Rashbam says, and also Tosfos, the top Tosfos, the Bramascha Halacha, Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka, these Rishonim say that we're only paskening like him in the cases of ben ben Abanim and bas ben Abanis, in other words, the more limited version of what Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka was saying. The Rif also, following saying the same as Tosfos and the Rashbam, the Rif says that we only pass like Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka in the case of ben ben Abanim bas ben Abanis. But the Rif then adds a third case, a third example. Just like the Gemara mentioned, a son among sons, a daughter among daughters, the Rif says so too, a brother among brothers. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Nachleis, Halacha Beis, also, when he brings down our Gemara, he says that you're able to be manchal l'chol mi sheyirtze, to single out one son among the sons, one daughter among the daughters, or one brother among the brothers. Now it would appear l'chaira that there's nothing so surprising about this chiddush. It's just another example of the same din that we learned in the Gemara. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the start of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Aleph, where the Machaber and the Shulchan Aruch also brought down these words of the Rif and the Rambam, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that I learned from here a gavaldik chiddush. Before his chiddush, we have to give a short hakdama. There are two types of Yerusha in the Torah. There are Yerushim that are considered a direct Yerush, and then there's a chiddush that the Gemara said on Daf Kuf Tes Vav, that if someone dies and he has no Yerushim, there's no such thing as the Nechasim just going nowhere or becoming Hefker, unless the person was a Ger. But if the person is part of the Jewish people from birth, then the Nachl is min mashmeshes v'hilaches, and moves along from one Yerush to the next. In other words, even if there's nobody alive that's your Yerush, that's the Yerush of the Nifter, of the person that's dying now, but anyone that's a Yerush of someone who's a Yerush of this person could also be Yerush from him. So it could go to cousins, second cousins, third cousins. The Gemara says, Ad Yaakov Avinu, we're all descended from Yaakov Avinu. So the Nachal could keep on moving along. Eventually you'll find someone who's a Yerush of 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 this Nifter. That person will get his Nachla, even though the Torah never identified that person as his Yerush. So it's not what we call direct Yerusha, it's Yerusha Ayde Mishmash. Those are the two types of Yerusha. Zekir V'kivega. To me, it seems a Devar Pashut, that the Chiddush that we're learning in our Gemara, that HaTorah Nesna Reshus La'av La'hanchil L'chol Mi Sheyirtze, that only makes sense when they're direct Yerushim. To the people that Yerushim from me directly, I'm the Manchil, I'm the Mayrish, so I could decide how the Yerusha should go. But if a person dies, Achman al-San, he has no Yerushim. So somebody who's a Yerush of, let's say it's a cousin of his, and that cousin is being Yerush from his father, who was Yerush from his brother, who was Yerush from his father, that who was also the father of this person, or something like that. So who's that guy getting the Nechasim from? Not from me, he's getting it from his father, who's Bekever. But, and that person was getting it from his brother, who was Bekever. It was going through many people that were Bekever. But when eventually it comes to three, let's say, cousins that are going to divide up the Yerusha, I can't single out one of those three because I'm not being manchalit to them. I'm being manchalit to my father. He's being machalit to his father, who's being machalit to his brother, who's being machalit to his son, etc. And they're getting it from the last kever. They're not getting it from me. So Dr. Bikivager, the din of our Gemara is only for direct Yerushim. The din of our Gemara would not apply to those Yerushim that are Yerush Ayadei Mishmash. Mele Dr. Bikivager, from the words of the Rif and the words of the Rambam, we see a Gavaldik Chiddush. Because there are cases, like I mentioned, where it's not so clear whether it's direct or it's Ayadei Mishmash, and one of those cases is a brother. There's a Machlekes HaPoiskim. Rabbi Kivager is mitzayin to Simon Reish Nun Gimel, where we find the Beis Yosef and the Ramah arguing about this. The Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Nun Gimel had written that the Yerusha of a brother is a direct Yerusha, just like parents, just like children. But the Ramah and Darki Moshe Eis Ches argued and said that no, real Yerusha only goes from in a direct generational line, meaning to children or to a father. But to go across, meaning to brothers, that's not a real Yerusha. Avada, if somebody has no children and has no father, then his brothers get his nachla. But they're getting it derech mishmush, meaning since he has no children, his Yerusha should go to his father, but his father is dead, so it goes to the children of his father. The children of his father, those are his brothers. So the Ramah says that his brothers get it derech mishmush, ayadei mishmush, while the Beis Yosef said they get it directly. So the police came over there, could argue about it. But Dr. Bikivager, when we come to Simon Reish Pei Aleph, when we come to our sugya, and we see the Rif and the Rambam saying that the din of our Gemara, that the Torah Nasa Rishus L'Hanchel L'Chol Mishi Yirtza, is applied even to brothers, I have a right to the Beis Yosef. That means that the Yerusha of a brother is a direct Yerusha, not Ayidei Mishmash. Because if it was Ayidei Mishmash, then the Torah wouldn't give that Rishus L'Hanchel L'Chol Mishi, that Rishus wouldn't apply to brothers. From the Rif and the Rambam, it's Muchach that it goes directly. Now, if we take a look in the Ksayis also in Reish Pei Aleph, and Sifkat and Beis on the same words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ksayis also is nis'ayir to this, that l'chayra, we see, it's a chiddush that we see that you could be manchil even to brothers, but instead of saying that what's muchach from here is that brothers are considered direct Yerushim, the Ksayis says it's muchach from here, not like what Rabbi Kivager named on Misvara. It's muchach from here that the Rishus, the Hanchel, Chomish Yirtza, applies even to Yerusha that goes Ayidei Mishmash. Because he named on the Devar Pashrut that the Yerusha of an Ach is Tak Ayidei Mishmash. The Kseis doesn't bring down the Beis Yosef and the Ramah in Reish and Gimel. He doesn't bring Rayas. But he names on the Devar Pashrut that the Yerusha of a brother is Ayidei Mishmash. And the emes is that in the Rambanis Mefurish, in the Ramban Al HaTorah, on the Pasuk that teaches us that brothers are Yerush, where it says in Parshas Pinchas, Im Ein Lo Achim. I'm sorry, it says, Im Ein Lo Bas, Unis Atem Es Nachal Asoy Le Echov, the Ramban Eifenart Zogt, that Yerusha is Ayidei Mishmash. That really, when he dies with no children, his Yerusha goes to his father, but since his father is dead, so mainly it goes to his brothers because they're the children of his father. The Ramban is Beferish. Then it's Ayidei Mishmash. The Kseitz also Nemzon that way. There are other Makaris in Rishenim. The Kseitz doesn't go through the Sugya, but he Nemzon as a Pashtas, that the Yerusha of a brother is Ayidei Mishmash. So he also says that there's a Gavald Gechidish in this Rif and this Rambam. But he speaks out the Chidish the opposite of the way Rabbi Kivager did. Rather than assume as a Devar Pashrut that the Koyach L'Hanchil doesn't make sense when it's Ayidei Mishmash, so it's Muchach from the Rif that the Yerusha of a brother is not Ayidei Mishmash, he named on as a Devar Pashrut, the Kseis HaChayshen, that the Yerusha of a brother is Ayidei Mishmash. So then it's Muchach from the Rif and the Rambam that the Koyach L'Hanchil, Chomish Yirtza, applies even to those Yerushim that are Yerush Ayidei Mishmash. In the Imri Moshe, in Simon Lamechest, Sivkot and Chof, he goes through these two tzedim that it's muchach some chiddush from this Rif, from this Rambam, one or the other, but he says that l'chayre it's muchach that you have to learn like the Kseis did, that what's muchach from here is that the Koyach L'Hanchel applied even when it goes Ayidei Mishmash, because he's mitzayin to another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sechiyah U'Matana, Perek Tes Halacha Hei, where the Rambam gives a longer list of Yerushim, and then at the end of the list, he says, and so too Shar Yerushim. And like the Imam Moshe, now while there are other cases besides the brother that we mentioned, there are other cases that are also a diyun in Paiskim about whether they're considered direct or whether they're considered indirect Aydei Mishmash. But the Rambam over there in Hilchas Achiyu Matana went through, he already mentioned all the ones that there's a tzad that it could be considered direct. And then he says, V'hu adin shar yorshim. So who's he being maisef? Al kerchach, he's being maisef those whose Yerusha comes Aydei Mishmash. So therefore he says, it's muchach like the Kseis learned, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that what you see, the correct chiddush to learn from the Rif and the Rambam in our sugya is that the Kayach L'Hanchel goes, the Kayach L'Hanchel, Chamish Yirtzah, works even when the Yerusha is Aydei Mishmash. Now what's interesting is that while we mentioned that Rabbi Kiva Eger says not like that, Rabbi Kiva Eger is arguing on the Kseis, that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger that's printed on the Gillion of the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Pei Aleph. But there's also a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva dons on this same Rambam, and he over there says Mamash like the Kseis. Over there he says that from the fact that the Rambam and the Rif say that the Karech L'Hanchel works even for a brother, it's Mucha that it works even when the Yerusha is Aydei Mishmash. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva learns the same Chiddush that the Kseis does from these words, this extra example that was given by the Rif and the Rambam. But the question remains that Lamaisa, what Rabbi Kiva Eger said in his Gilyon on Shulchan Aruch, whether he held like that Levesayf or he didn't hold like that Levesayf, but the Svara they said over there, the starkest Svara, that L'chaira, how does it make sense that L'chaira L'Hanchel should work even when the Yerusha is Aydei Mishmash? I'm not the Manchel. Mashal, so we talk about brothers. If Reuven dies, there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven dies, and his father Yaakov is also dead, and now Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are getting it. And the Kseis is learning from the Rif and the Rambam that Reuven could single out one of them. He could say, Yehuda, he should be the Ach Ben Ha'achim, he should get the Yerusha, even though it's coming out of Mishmash. But L'chaira, it's a Pella. Yehuda, Levi, Shimon, they're not getting anything from Reuven, they're getting it from Yaakov. Reuven's dying, his nechasim are going to Yaakov, who's bekever, and Yaakov from the kever is being manchilet to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So if they're getting it from Yaakov, if Shimon is getting these nechasim from Yaakov, who's Reuven to be mafkiya Shimon's zechus and say that Shimon shouldn't get the nechasim that he's supposed to get from Yaakov? Rabbi Chanan in Kevitz Aris, in Eis Shin Lamed Gimel, he cleared a chakira about the din of mishmash. He says the partial way of understanding the din of mishmash is the way I just said it over now, that it's a two-step process. Reuven dies, his nechasim go to Yaakov, but Yaakov's already dead, so he can't keep them, so they go from Yaakov to his sons, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. But it's Rabbi Chanan that maybe that's not the pshat, because after all, to say that literally doesn't really make sense. To say that from Reuven the Nechasim go to Yaakov, to say that Yaakov is mamash zeich and the Nechasim, surely he can't be kind to something when he's not alive. But okay, people are understanding that it means that he gets it le'inyan, that he can then pass it over to the next person, to his Yershim. But talking about Chana, maybe there's a better way to say it. Maybe it's not a two-step process at all. It's not that the Nechasim don't go from Reuven to Yaakov and then from Yaakov to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. What happens is that the koyach to be yoyresh is what goes from Yaakov to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. When Yaakov dies, so his nechasim go to his children. So what did he own? If he owned a car, he owned a house, he owned money, so all that gets divided among his children. But he owned another thing. He owned the koyach to be yoyresh. He, as the father of Reuven, has the koyach to be yoyresh from Reuven. When he dies, his children take over that koyach to be yoyresh from Reuven. So true, they're not direct yorshim. Like the Ramban says, they're only yorshim of Reuven because they're yorshim of their father. But the pshat is that Ayidei being yorshim of their father, they yarshim from their father his koyach to be yoyresh from Reuven. So lemaisa, when Reuven dies and his nechasim go to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, they're going directly from Reuven. Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda have become Yershim of Reuven. Al Yedei the Mishmash, they've become Yershim of Reuven. And now Reuven is being manchel and Moirish is nechasim to them. If that's the pshat and Mishmash, Dr. Bochanan, if I entered Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, then I can understand why the din of our Gemara, the Rishus Lahanchel Chomish Yirtzeh, could make sense even to those Yershim whose Yerusha comes Al Yedei Mishmash. Because Al Yedei the Mishmash, they became Yershim of the Nifter, and the male of the Nifter could be Manchel L'chol Misha Yirtzeh.
Another Chakir that the Achrayim will clear about, regarding this halacha, that Hatera Nesma Shus La'av L'Hanchel L'chol Misha Yirtzeh, is about whether this din of Hanchala is considered a Yerusha or a Matana? Do we say that the Torah gave the father the right to change around the Dina Yerusha, and that while Midin HaTorah, the Yerusha would have gone to all three brothers equally, but the father could change the Din Yerusha and make it a Ben Ben Abadim, that he's Zeichen all or more of the Yerusha? Or is the Pshat that no, the Din of Yerusha, there's only one version of the Din of Yerusha, and that's the way the Torah set it up. But the Torah was Nasnu Shus La'av to avoid, to circumvent the Din of Yerusha by giving it to a Ben Ben Abadim as a Matana. And about the chiddush is that even though really a matana can't be chal like this, because he means for it to be chal la'achar misasa, you can't give a matana that'll be chal la'achar misa, me'ikir adin, that's the gzeiras hakasav over here. That we learn from that the Torah gives a father the koyach to make the matana be chal la'achar misa, and by doing so, he avoids the din of Yerusha. But la'olam, that ben ben abanim that's being zeicha in the nechasim is being zeicha b'teiras makabel matana, rather than b'teiras yerush. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman talks about this chakira. If you look in the Kevet Shiurim, ois tuf lamed gimel and ois tuf lamed dalid, and again ois tuf pei gimel, they're all b'inyan this chakira. He brings down that it appears to be machlekes rishenim. Based al kaparim on the lashonis of the rishonim on daf kuf mem aleph, the sheet of Gobetas over there brings down a ran that says that it's within Yerusha, and he also brings down a Tosfos HaRosh who says over there that no, that it's within matana. Ayin shom, what the nafkamina is legabe that machlekes rishonim, the case that they argue about on daf kuf mem aleph, ve'in kan makom laharach. We're not going to go into that now, but Rabbi Chanan himself suggests the nafkamina as follows. Let's say the father chooses a ben ben abanim. He has Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and he says he's going to give the whole nachla to Yehuda. And Yehuda gets up and says, no, he doesn't want to be zeich in the whole nachla. He wants it to be divided equally between the three sons. So Bachanan says, yesh lehestapik, and he says he hasn't found the mekiris lahedya in Rishonim that dan on this shayla. Or Bachanan, lechayra, it'll be totally on this chakira. If the pshat in this din that a teres nesu shusla av lahanchil is b'teres matana, so avada makabel matana has to be midas. You can't give somebody a matana bal karchai. So if the son Yehuda is going to say, I don't want to be zeich in this matana, then it won't be chal. Mashe inkein, if we learn like the Ran says on Kuf Mamalef, that it's b'teres Yerusha, so avada Yerusha, a person doesn't have any ratzain, doesn't have any say. In whether or not he's yerush somebody's property. Avada, afterwards, after Yehuda gets this whole nachla, if he wants to give it away, part of it as a matana, Truven, and Shimon, that of course he has the koyach to do. But could he prevent it from being chal in the first place? So in that we say that according to the tzadat es materis Yerusha, he cannot prevent it. It'll be chal bal karchai. But according to the tzadat es materis matana, it won't be chal bal karchai. Then Rav Chanan says that he found there's another shayla, but this does have a makar in Rishonim. There's a tshuva in the Maharach Erzerua, Simon Reish Lamed Vav. The Maharach Erzerua clears about a case where the father, let's say Yaakov, has three sons, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and he says he wants to give the whole Yerusha to Yehuda. Then, after Yaakov said this, and while Yaakov is still alive, Yehuda dies. Yehuda has a son, let's say he Peretz, who will be Yehuda's son. And now the shayla is, does Peretz get the whole nachla? Or does it now get divided between Shimon and Levi and Peretz, who's b'makom his father? In other words, does the nachla, we know that a regular din Yerusha gets passed on bekever, gets passed on to your son. What about this new din that the Torah is machadish, the nesu Torah shus la'av la'hanchel l'chom yishe yirtze? Could that din also be passed along by Kever? Once Yaakov gave it to Yehuda, and then Yehuda dies, could Yehuda pass it along to his son Peretz, or does it become batal if he dies? So the Maharach Erzerua says, yes, it could be passed along by Kever. So even if Yehuda dies b'chayei aviv, Yehuda dies before Yaakov, that's not mevatal Yaakov's hanchala. And so it still really goes to Yehuda. Yehuda's not alive, so it'll go to Yehuda's son. So the whole nachla will go to Peretz. That's what the Maharach Erzerua paskins. Zok to Rabbi Chanan. that it seems to him that this is only true according to that side, that when the father is manchel to a ben abanim, that ben gets a din of a yoyvesh. Yerush, we find a musik that it goes bekever, that if somebody is oimed to be yoyvesh from somebody, then even if that person dies, his yershim take over his din of Yerusha, or he passes the Yerusha on to his yershim, even though it's bekever. That's the halacha of mishmush that we talked about earlier. But a matana, we don't find anywhere that you could be zeicha bekever. Adarab, you can't be zeicha acharmisa in a matana. So Dr. Bochanan, that it seems that according to the Rush, who said on Kuf Mem Aleph, that this din of hanchala makes that ben ben abanim into a makabal matana, a taka wouldn't be passed along the kever. So if the father was manchal the whole Yerusha to Yehuda, and then Yehuda died, the hanchala wouldn't be passed along to Peretz, according to the Rush. It'll then get divided evenly between Shimon and Levi and Peretz. Take a look of Shmuel Rozovsky in Ois Kuf Daled. Shmuel Rozovsky clears a shayla al pi this chiddush of the Maracher Zerua. Maracher Zerua had said that if you're manchilet to Yehuda and then Yehuda dies, it'll be passed along the kever and it'll go to Peretz. Clear to Shmuel, what about Yaakov is manchel to Yehuda when Yehuda is already dead? The Maracher Zerua talked about a case where Yehuda was alive. Yaakov said, I want my nachal to go to Yehuda. And then, before Yaakov died, Yehuda died. Rav Shmuel's clear is, let's say Yaakov had three sons, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, but Yehuda was dead. He had a son, Peretz. And then the father, Yaakov, says, I want my whole Yerusha to go to Yehuda. Could we say that Yehuda could be zeichen, that a whole zechiyah in the first place could happen bekever and get passed along bekever alidei mishmush to Peretz? Or maybe bechihai gavna, it can't be chal, even lefi the marachas aror, even lefi the tzad that it goes b'teres yoyesh, but maybe it can't be chal if it's already bekever. And to that he says that he has a very geshmak of a kur, not in Rishonim, but in Ksais HaChoshen, the Ksais in Simon Kuf Chaf Hey, over there the Ksais is dining on a Rashi in Gittin Daf Yudalit. It says over there that if a Shchiv Meras sends a Manol Hoylich Manol LaPlani, and then the Shliach comes and he finds that the Plani is already dead, so it's Chizr to the Mishalech. The person can't be Zeich in it, and Rashi over there says, In Matanosi Matana, the Matana is not a good Matana, the Zechiosi Betos. Because the whole thing was a toast. We say that if he would have known that he was dead, he never would have sent it, so the whole thing is a toast. And the Machne Ephraim in Hilchas Zechiyah Matana, Simen Lamed Aleph. Esekash on Rashi, why does Rashi need the time that it's a Zechiyah Betos? Typically, that now when the time comes for the Makabel to be Zechiyah, that he's dead, a person who's dead can't make Kenyanim. So even if the original sending wasn't betos, but lamaisa, the kinyan can't be chal because he's not alive. So the ksais in Simon Kuf Chaf Hei says that the pshat is that since we're talking over there about a matna shchiv mirah, and a matna shchiv mirah works like Yerusha, so the fact that makabel was already dead, that wouldn't be a problem. Because Yerusha could be chal after the person is dead. Yerusha could be chal bekever. So therefore, the Rashi says the only reason why it says that it's chayzer to the Mishalech is because it was zechiyah betos. Ad kan the ksais in Simon Kuf Chaf Hei. Zoktub Shmuel, if the ksais over there was willing to say that a matna shchiv mera, since it's doimah to Yerusha, it could be given even to somebody that's already dead, who had din this din of hanchala that we're learning in our sugya, that teyu nesu shus la'avah hanchal chomish yirtza, could also be given even to somebody that's already dead. Again, a kopanum lafi the ksais, with the ksais is a medayik in Rashi, it should follow that this should work even if Yehuda is already dead. At the time that Yaakov says, I want my whole nachal to go to Yehuda, it would still be chal. I want to also talk about an important discussion that the poskim have, legabi this halacha, that hatayru nesnu shus la'ava hanchal l'chol mishi yirtzeh. What about on nechasim shalai bala ilam? Could the father designate one of the Yerushim and the Bain Abanim and say that he should be my Yerush even for a property that he doesn't have yet that's going to come to him later?
And the shevish of the shayla is something very yesedis deck. So first the Maram HaKaymais. The Ksais refers to it, he doesn't really have a discussion, but he refers to it almost kelachar yad, in Simen Reish and Gimel. The Ksais indicates that he nemdan as a davar pashut, that this halacha applies even on a davar shalei bala ayilam. Even though we know that a person can't make kinyanim on a davar shalei bala ayilam, if he doesn't own it yet, he can't say that when he gets it, it should go to so-and-so, such a kin, even if he makes a kinyan on that, it's not going to be chal. But legabi lahanchil, the ksais nemzana to deber pashut. It's in Reishon Gimel, in the middle of Sifka and Ches, which is a very long shtickle, in the paragraph that starts, Ivra, b'seich ha-dvarim, the ksais read zeis, that he nemdan for sure, that one can be manchil l'chomish yirtze, even on a deber shalei b'la'ilam. The Nesivis thing, Zech, the Nesivis over there in Reish Gimel, and also at the beginning of Reish Pei Aleph, which is where most of the Reid on our Sugya is found, the Nesivis in both places speaks out that no, Avada, you can't make any Chaleisim on a Dover Shalai Balaylam, just like you can't be Makin a Dover Shalai Balaylam, you can't be Makdish a Dover Shalai Balaylam, so too you can't be Manchel Machomisha Yirtza a Dover Shalai Balaylam. What's the Shevish of the Shaila? Whether this halacha could be Chal on a Dover Shalai Balaylam, like the Ksais Nemdan, or can't, like the Nesiva says, Roshon Rozovsky, in his Chedushim here on Daf Kuf Lamed, in the Shiurim, Roshon Rozovsky says that the underlying Shaila is, what kind of a Chalais is this? That we're being Mechadish in our Sugi, Rabbi Yechonam and Bereke says that, Atari Nesna Roshus La'av La'ancha L'chomi Shiyirtza, is it a Chalais on the Nechassim, or is it a Chalais on the Gavra, on the Yeyresh? Is the pshat that when the Av says that my son Levi is the Bein Ben Abanim, my son Levi from Shimon Levi and Yehuda, he's the one that should be Yerushal of the Nechasim, is the pshat that he's making a chalais on Levi, that he should become a Yerush on all of the Nechasim, as opposed to being a Yerush just on a chilek of the Nechasim, the Av makes a chalais on him, that he becomes a Yerush on all of the Nechasim, or is the chalais on the Nechasim? Or is the pshat that he's saying that this field and this field and this field, that had I not said anything, they would have been the Yerusha of Shimon or the Yerusha of Yehuda, I'm making these Nechasim into the Yerusha of Levi. Dr. Shmuel, it's pasha that you could see how this would lead to the Nafkamin or Gavri Yadavar Shalab Olayolam. The Nesivis Nemdan, that it's a Chalais on the Nechasim. A Chalais on the Nechasim you can only make when you own the Nechasim. Davar Shalab Olayolam, meaning it's not yours yet, you're going to buy it eventually, you're going to come to it later. So just like you can't make any other chalaisim kinyanim on such a thing, you also can't be manchalit. You can't designate a certain piece of karka as being the Yerusha of Shimon if you don't even own that karka yet. You can't be machnet to Shimon. You also can't be manchalit to Shimon. But the ksais nemdon, that there's no chalais on the karka. You're not doing anything on the karka. You're saying that Shimon or that Levi should be your yayvish of all of your nechassim. You're designating him with the shame yayvish. That's a chalais on the gavra. The gavra is yeshnei ba'ilam. As long as that boy is already, that yayvish is already born, he's yeshnei ba'ilam. So there's no chasaran here of davar shalei ba'ilam, because what the chalais is coming to be chal on is already here. So Shmuel says that the ksais and the nesivas are really arguing in this nekuda about whether it's a chalais on the gavra or a chalais on the nechassim. Incidentally, I want to just mention Amar Mokim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the tshuva we were talking about before, Kuf Lamed Beis, he also says that this chalais of Lahanchel L'chomish Yirtze cannot be chal on a davar shalei b'la'ilam, like the Nesivis. So he also would be learning that this chalais of Lahanchel L'chomish Yirtze is a chalais on the Nechasim. Zot Rav Shmuel Weiter, Rav Shmuel says that there's really another machlekes that we find between the Ksais and the Nesivis. This is one that the Ksais talks about more about Richas. The Ksais makes a bigger deal about this, but the Nesivis argues again. And this other Machlaikis is Talay, he says, L'cheira, on the same Nekuda and the Goloshitasam. The Ksais and the Nesivis argued about whether one could be Chazer from this Chalais of L'hanchal L'chamish Yirtze. If somebody, let's say Yaakov, has the three sons, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and he says that Levi should be the Yerush and all my Nechazim. He's Manchel Leben Bein Abanim. And then the next day, he decides, no, I take that back. I don't want Levi to be Yerush and all my Nechazim. I want it to go back to the way that it was, and it should be divided evenly. Zuck says, he can't be Chazer anymore. once he said that Levi should be the Yerush, so that was how Levi becomes the Yerush, then to say that Levi shouldn't get the Yerusha that is coming to him is a masna mashkas of a Torah. Just like you can never say that your Yerush can't Yarshin, so too over here, you can't say that the new Yerush, the Yerush that you created in this Lahan Chalachomish years, that you can't undo that either. Now, Avada Zaktiksais, it's really only making his chiddush, she says, is really only making a nafkamina in lomdus. It's not making such a nafkamina in din, because if the father really wants to change the rules after he designated Levi, it's not hard to do it. He just has to make sure to use the right expression. He can't retract what he said. He can't unmake Levi. But just like he was able to designate Levi with this karech v'han chal mishayirta, he could also go back now and designate Shimon or designate Yehuda. So if he says, I want to give Shimon one third of my Nechasim and one third of my Yerusha, and I want to give Yehuda one third of my Yerusha, that'll work. And that'll have the effect of undoing what he was manchal to Levi, because now it goes back to the way that the Torah set it up, that it'll be divided evenly between the three of them. As long as he does it with a nusach of implementing this halacha, that he's coming to designate a new Yerush, then it works. But if he'll do it with a nusach of chazara, that he wants to undo what he did to Levi, so that exactly says you can't do it. Once a chaleis was chal, it can't be undone anymore. It's a masna mashkas b'ter. Like the Mishnah says on Daf Kuf Chavav, that if you want to say that Pliny B'nish shouldn't yarshin, that's a masna mashkas b'ter. Even though, like we're learning in our Gemara, if you want to designate a ben bein abanim, that you could do. It has the same effect, but it's a different nusach, a different lashon, and you have to do it the right way in order for it to be chal. So Zaktik says the same is true once you were manchel to one of the ben bein abanim, you were manchel, let's say, to Levi, and then you want to undo it. So to undo it, you can. Masal mashkas v'teira. If you want to change it, you can make a new hanchala. You could say, I want Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda to divide the chasim equally. If you make a new hanchala, that's fine. But to just be misalik or be chayzer from the first hanchala, you can't be chayzer from it. And the Nesivis argues. The Nesivis says, again at the beginning of Reish Pei Aleph, the Nesivis says that it's not permanent. Nothing was really chal yet. Nothing is really chal until you die. You set up something that should happen, but it didn't happen yet. He says, "Mashalama adavar daime." If somebody says that I want to make this kinyan la'achar shleishim yoyim, so kol shleishim yoyim, we say asi dibur mevatal dibur. If he said that I want this karka to go to so and so after 30 days, and he made a kinyan, he made a ma'isa kinyan, but the chaleit should only be chal after 30 days. So Rav Yechanan kedushin dafnun tes that asi dibur mevatal dibur, and he got back out of it. So Zakhtan Nesivis, over here also, true, he said that Levi should be the sole Yerush, with manchil him, he designated him as the ben bein abanim. But nothing was chal, because he didn't die yet. He was making a chaleis legabe his Yerusha, but he didn't die yet, so nothing was chal. So Melech, he wants to be chayzer, asi dibur mevatal dibur, and he could be chayzer. Zakhtan Shmuel, it seems very clear that the machleikis is the same thing again. The Nesivis saw the chaleis of Lahan Chalachomish Yerush as a chaleis on the Nechasim. The chaleis on the nechasim, that's only chal lachamisa. At this point, it's just like a kinyan lachas shleishim yoyim. Avad of the nechasim don't go to anybody while the av is still alive. When Yaakov is still alive and he designated Levi, Levi isn't kinyan of the nechasim. So the nechasim, so if the chaleis of lahanchil is chal on the nechasim, then nothing was chal until lachamisa. And if he wants to be chayz before that, he could be chayz. Masha inkein the kseis. The Ksei sector of Shmuel also goes to Shitasai. He considers this Chaleis to be a Chaleis on the Gavra. He made Levi into a new kind of a Yerush on all of the Nechasim. That Chaleis is immediately Chal on Levi. And therefore, if it comes to be Chaser, he can't be Chaser. Again, if he wants to change it, he can be changed. He could change it. That's the Ksei is made to that. But Peteras Chazara, the Ksei, who understands the Chaleis to be a Chaleis on the Gavra, holds that it doesn't help on that Chazara.
Let's take a look now at the Gemara. At the bottom of the Amud, Abaye brings in the pasuk of Lo Yuchal Levaker. And there's a machlekes rishonim in the Sefer HaMitzvos about the pasuk of Lo Yuchal Levaker. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't bring down the pasuk of Lo Yuchal Levaker. The Rambam has one mitzvah in his Taryag Mitzvahs having to do with inheritance. Mitzvahs that say Reish Mem Ches is the mitzvah of Dinei Yerusha, which is based on the pasuk of Parashas Pinchas, where it says Ish Kiyomus. And it says that if he doesn't have a son, the nachla should go to the daughter, etc. It goes through various scenarios in those psukim. And the Rambam says this is a mitzvah that when a person dies, Beis Din should see to it that the Yerusha is distributed according to the rules of the Torah. The Ramban adds, the Ramban is in the section called the Shikchas Halavin. Now the Ramban, just to describe Bekitzer, the Ramban has Hasagas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. As the Rambam goes through his Ramach Mitzvahs Asay and his Shasam Mitzvahs Loisa Asay, the Ramban has various Hasagas where he says that certain mitzvahs that the Rambam counted, he wouldn't have counted. And then when he's all finished going through the Rambam's Taryag Mitzvahs, so there's a few dozen mitzvahs that he says he wouldn't have counted, so now he's a few dozen mitzvahs short of the minyan Taryag. So at the end of the Sefer, the Ramban says, well, there are a few other mitzvahs that the Rambam didn't count that I think should be counted. So those are called the sections of the Shikchas HaEssen and the Shikchas HaLavin. And in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, in the Shikchas HaLavin, the Ramban says that I don't know why the Rambam left it out, but I would count the mitzvah of Lo Yuchal Levaker. Zok the Ramban, it's a Leisa set against an Av that wants to be Mevaker, somebody else over the Bechar, a Ben Ahuva over a Ben Asnua, who's the Bechar, or any other case where he wants to choose a different son other than the Bechar to give him the Chelek HaBechira, he's over on a Leisa set. Not only a Leisa set, it's actually a Leisa set Va'asei. The Ramban also says that the Pasuk of Es HaBechar Ben Asnua Yakir is a Mitzvah Asei. And so if the father tries to be maver the chilek habachar from the bachar to another brother, he's over on a leis sasev asei. Aside from the halacha, that it isn't chal at all, in addition to that, he's also over a leis sasev asei. That's the Ramban's chiddush. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov points out that there's actually a two-part machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, and the two pratim are not necessarily totally zebizeh, and in fact, the Sefer HaChinuch's shita is to be machalik between the two. Because one issue is whether or not there's an Isser, and the other issue is whether the lav of Layuchal of Akar should be counted. Zok the Sefer HaChinuch, even though I agree with the Rambam that the only mitzvah that should be counted in the Taryag Mitzvahs having to do with Yerusha is the mitzvah based on the Psukim and Parashas Pinchas of Ishki Yamos, but Zok the Sefer HaChinuch, I would say that from that parasha gufa we learn that if somebody tries to go against the rules of the Torah, he's Aaron and Isser. The Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way. The Rambam describes that mitzvah, the mitzvah of Dine Yerusha, as being a mitzvah on Beis Din, that Beis Din should see to it that the nechasim of the mace are distributed according to the rules of the Torah. The Rambam never indicates that there's an Isser on an Av to try to get around those rules or to violate those rules. But Sefer HaChinuch says, why not? Why can't it be that the mitzvah of Dine Yerusha, the mitzvah of to follow the Torah's rules for Yerusha, includes an Isser for someone who tries to go against the Torah's rules for Yerusha? So therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch holds that there is Taka and Isser, but it's learned from the Pesukim of Parshas Pinchas. So that means that Tzach HaKoyel, there's really a three-way machlekes. The Ramban holds that the Pasuk of Layuchal Levaker should be counted as a Lav, and that there's an Isser for a father that tries to be Mavir the Chelek HaBechira. The Rambam argues, according to the Sefer HaChinuch's understanding of the Rambam argues on both Pratim. Holds Lo Yuchal Levaker is not counted in the minyan of Taryag Mitzvahs, and holds that there is no Isser on an Av that tries to be Mavir the Chelek HaBechira. And the Sefer HaChinuch divides between the two of them. He agrees with the Ramban that there is an Isser of being Mavir the Chelek HaBechira, but he doesn't agree that it's learned from Layuchal Levaker. He holds that Layuchal Levaker is talking not ninna in the minyan of mitzvahs, but he holds that it's learned from the Pesukim of Parshas Pinchas. I'll call upon him the Ramban saying a chiddush that Layuchal Levaker is counted in the minyan of mitzvahs, and it's taka aleisase. Frek tiksayis achayishen in the beginning of Simin Reish Pei Aleph Sif Katan Aleph. Frek tiksayis achayishen from our Gemara. What do we have at the bottom of the Amud? After the Gemara had said that the Rav had said that the Makar for Biyechim and Bereika is from the Pasuk of Ayah Biyam Hanchi Lo Yesbanov, and let's just clarify again, Rav Biyechim and Bereika had said that Av could be Mavir, could change the rules of the Nachla, but that's not a steer to what we were just talking about from the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch and even the Rambam that he can't be Mavir. That's about the Chilek B'chayah. The Chelek B'chayra Kuli Amalei Pligid, that he can't be Mavir. That's where the Ramban holds is an Isser. The Rambam doesn't hold of an Isser, but Akapanim can't be Chal. What our sigur is talking about primarily was the chelak hapashut, and on that we have a halacha that hatoyer nesn reshus la'av lahanchil l'chamisha yirtze. Now back into the Shakla Vitaria, Rabbi had said that reshus is learned from the pasuk of Yehovah b'yom hanchilo yasbenav, and Abaye asked, why do you need to learn it from there? Can't we learn it from la'yuchel avaker? As the Rashbam explains, if the Torah says by a bachur that it doesn't work, so we can be medayik that by a pashut it would work. Frektik says hachayshen. According to the Ramban, that from the pasuk of Lo Yuchel Avaker, we're learning not only that if you try to be ma'aver the chelak ha'bachayr, it doesn't work, but also that when you try to be ma'aver the chelak ha'bachayr, you're being over on an iser. When we come to be medayik that the chelak ha'pashut is different, how do you know, how is the muach from the pasuk that when you ma'aver the chelak ha'pashut, it'll be chal, that you have that koyach? Maybe to be chal, the av never has the koyach to change the rules of the Torah. The diuk is only to say that chelak ha'pashut, there's no iser. The iser is for attempting to be ma'aver the chelak ha'bachayra, and there's no iser for attempting to be ma'aver the chelak ha'pashut. But how do you know that that the din is different and the father actually has the koyach to be manchel l'chomisha yirtzeh, to be ma'aver the chelak ha'pashut? The chayra, you can't learn both chidushim from the diuk from la'yuchel avaker. As they fact the ksais. And then the ksais answers that you could find the teretz in the words of the Ramban. Not the Ramban bavurns the kash from our Gemara, but the Ramban bavurns something carefully when he's speaking at his chiddush. The Ramban himself is bothered. How could I learn two dinim from the same pasuk if I'm using la'yuchel avaker to teach me that it isn't chal? So how could I also learn from la'yuchel avaker that one is over and iser for the attempt? And zok the Ramban, because if it was just coming to say that it isn't chal, it could have said la'yuvaker. Terry could have said lo yivaker as ben ha'ahuva, and that would teach me the father doesn't have the koyach to be mevaker, to be ma'aver the chelak ha'bachayra. But the Terry went out of its way to use an unusual lashon of lo yuchal, and zok the Ramban. Take a look in the Targum Unkelus, who translates lo yuchal means leslach reshu, lashon of reshus. From there, we're medayik that it's not just that it isn't chal, but it's also that one is over an iser. The longer expression that the Torah uses of la yuchal is what gives us the ability to learn now that there's two dinim being stated over here. Ershtins, that it isn't chal, and Svetins, that one is over an iser for the attempt. Zuck the Ramban. So now, I'm sorry, that back to the Ksais. Zuck the Ksais. Since it's based on a diuk in the pasuk, an extra lushan in the pasuk that says that allows me to learn two dinim legavi the b'chayra. So the diuk then, we're able to, the diuk that this is true for the Bachar, but not for the Pashut, we're able to make that diuk twice. Ershin's from the Etzem Pasuk, that could have said Lo Yivaker, and Svetin's from the extra Lashon of Lo Yuchal, on both of those Zuk Tekseis, we're able to make a diuk. Abaya means to be making a diuk, that this is only true for the Chelek HaBachayra. But the Chelek HaPashut is different. Mela Zuk Tekseis, it's Asi Shaper, even according to the Ramban, that we could talk and learn from Lo Yuchal Avaker, that by the Pshutim by the chelak ha'pashut, the father does have the koyach. Terenesner shus la'av lahanchel l'chomish yirtze. Now, in the next shtickle, let's talk more about this prat that we've been discussing. That there's a contrast between the chelak b'chayra and the chelak of the other yershim, as the Rashbam writes at the end of the long shtickle. The Ramatz halacha Rabbi Yechon and Mbareika. Look, the Rashbam, that which we paskin that the Torah gave reshus to the av lahanchel l'chomish yirtze. The Rashbam writes, "V'hani milkishein b'char." That's only when there's no b'char. Oz yochel hanchil kol nachasav lachen mehem. Avlam yesh b'char. If there's a b'char in yochel hanchil chelke lachen mehem, then he can't give the whole Yerusha to somebody else. Because nafal lekaman milayuchel levaker. That lekaman is the Gemara on Amud Beis, is the drush that we were just talking about. The Ramban kede islay, the Rambam kede islay. The Gemara says b'ferush and daf. Here on our daf on Amud Beis, that we learn from Lo Yuchal Levaker that the Torah does not give the father reshus to take away the chelak habachayra. The Bach at the beginning of Simon Reish Pei Aleph writes about this halacha, that which the Torah doesn't allow the father to take away the chelak habachayra, v'daf chelak habachayrasai, but that's only true for the part of his chelek which is distinguished because he's the b'char. Aval chelek pshitusai, But that chilek which he gets, because he's a Yerish like any other Yerish, Yochel Hanchel, that avad of the father could be maver to somebody else. The bechilek pshitus kulan shavin. Because in that chilek, they're all the same. Imagine you have a case with three Yerushim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven is the Bechar. And the father dies and he leaves over 400 zuz. So according to the din of Yerusha and the Torah, Reuven, the Bechar, would get a Pishnayim, so he'd get 200 zuz, and Shimon would get 100 zuz, and Levi would get 100 zuz. Zuck the Bach. When we learn in our Gemara from Leyucha Levaker that the father can't take away the Chilek Bechara, that means he can't take away the extra 100 zuz that Reuven's getting. Those 100 are Reuven's to keep. But the first 100 zuz that Reuven was going to get, just like Shimon and Levi, that the father could take away, that chelik has no more chashivas than the chelik of Shimon and the chelik of Levi. And so, if the father wants to give all the money, let's say, to Levi, he could give 300 out of the 400 to Levi. 100 has to stay by Reuven, but the other 300 could go to Levi. The Bach writes this as a Devar Pashut. The Rashash, here in our Gemara, on Amud Beis, when the Gemara brings down this halacha, that from the Yuchel Avak we learn that the father cannot be manchel l'chilek b'chayr to somebody else, the Rashash clears it as a suffix. He says, nistapachti. And he says he didn't find mevurim paiskim. Whether this is only true l'gabe l'chilek b'chayr of the b'chayr, or whether it's also true l'gabe l'chilek ha'pashot of the b'chayr. The Bach and them done as a pashtus that avad is only true l'gabe l'chilek b'chayr because l'gabe l'chilek HaPashut, Maishna, the Bechar, from any of the Peshutim. But the Rashash said that he could hear that maybe, no, the Chelek HaPashut of the Bechar also can't be taken away from him. And he has two explanations for that. He has one said that maybe it's some kind of a, there's a cause of a hekish between the two Chalakim of the Bechar. But then he also says a Svara, that maybe, because there's a cause of Layucha Levaker, that you can't take away the chilek of bechirah, means that you can't take away the bechir's chashivus of having a pishnayim. That which the Torah says he gets an extra $100, part of the definition of that matana the Torah gave him is that it be an extra $100, that it be an additional $100. If you take away the first $100, and then you say all he's getting is the extra $100, then it's not extra. Then what makes it a chelik b'chayra? Then it's just a regular chelik ha'pashut. In order for the second 100 to have a shem pishnayim, we need that he was getting the first 100. So therefore, Zok Rashash, he could hear misvara, that the din, that which we're learning from Leyucha Levaka, that you can't take away the chelik b'chayra, maybe Taka goes on both halves of the chelik b'chayra, on the chelik ha'pashut also. And he says that he didn't find him a mavur and paiskim, he leaves it as an unresolved shayla. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky says that now only in recent times we were zeichet to a ritva on Maseches Bava Basra, and the ritva we find lahaya that it's two days. The ritva quotes b'shem his rebbe that his rebbe the Ra'ah nem done like this chiddush of the Rashash that the Rashash clears that the Ra'ah held that taka he can't take away anything from the Bechar, not the first half or the second half, and the ritva argues, and the ritva held. Like the Bach Nemdan of the Devar Pasha, the Ritva held, that's very mistaver. That the Torah only doesn't allow the father to take away the chelek, the extra chelek of the Bechar, but the first chelek of the Bechar he could take away. In the Ra'ah, who said that he can't, in the Ra'ah, it's Taka Mefurish, like the second Svara of the Rashash had two possible ways to explain such a Shita, either because of a Hekesh or because the Shem Pishnayim needs that he be getting both. And in the Ra'ah, it's Taka Mefurish, like that second explanation. The reason why he can't take away even the Chelek HaPashut from the Bechar is because if you would take away the Chelek HaPashut, then what's the extra Chelek? Then the Chelek HaKefel, HaPishnayim, becomes a Chelek HaPashut. In order for it to retain this shame, Pishnayim, we need the Bechar to get both Halakim.
Nechay Yisid, Stikam Achlikis Rishayim L'Gabi, this Halakha, that the father cannot be mavir the chilek habachir from the bachar. The tour, Simon Reish Pei Aleph Sif Vav, brings down a machlekes rishayim. Let's say he tried. Let's say the father tried to be mavir the chilek habachir from the bachar. He had three sons, Reuben is the bachar, and Shimon and Levi, and a $400 Yerusha. And instead of having $200 go to Reuben, and then 100 each to Shimon and Levi, let's say the father said, I don't want Reuben to get anything. I'm giving $300, let's say, to Levi, and $100 to Shimon. So avada dvarav b'teilim. It doesn't work. You can't get away with that. Can't be mavad the chelak abacher layuch alavaker. Abaklert the tour. Does that mean that since he said something and it was dvarav b'teilim, so all of his words are in ganz and bottle, and as keilu he said nothing? So now we follow the rules of the Nachla that are in the Torah. Reuben gets 200, Shimon gets 100, and Levi gets 100. The Torah says that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Yosef HaLevi, that's the Rimagash, the Rebbe of the Rambam, that the once it's Dvar B'Talim, so the whole, all the words of the Father are in Gantz and Batal. Or do we say no? Dvar B'Talim Le'inin, that he tried to shut out the Bechar, to take away the Chelek of Bechar from the Bechar, that he can't do. So we have to take from the division that the father made of Levi getting 300 and Shimon getting 100, we have to take away from both of them in order to give back to the Bechar his Pishnayim, his Chelek HaBechairah. But then once we're finished that, so what Shimon and Levi keep, Zok the Rosh, will still be Lefi Cheshbin of what the father gave them. If the father gave 300 to Levi and 100 to Shimon, at the end of the day, Levi will have three times as much as Shimon. Avada, they won't have the full amount that the father gave them. They have to give away some of it to pay back to Reuben what the Torah said that he's allowed to have and that they can't take away from him. How much is that going to be? Let's chazer over the Shiloh that we talked about previously. According to the Ritva, they're only going to have to give Reuben 100. So let's say Levi, who got 300, he has to give away three parts of that. He's going to give $75. And Shimon is going to give $25. According to the Ra'ah, that they have to give back to Reuben 200. So Levi, who got 300, he's going to give away 150. And Shimon, who got 100, he's going to give away 50. But either way, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, according to the Rosh, Levi is going to have more money than Shimon. Because that part of the father's words is not batal. It's only Dvar B'Talim Le'inyin that he took away the Chelek HaBachar, but the rest of what he said is Kayim. So look at the Torah, that's the Machlokes between Megash and the Rosh. According to the Megash, once it's Dvar B'Talim, it's in Gans and Batal and Rechizit, the Nachla of the Torah. According to the Rosh, the brothers have to give back the Chelek HaBachar to the Bachar, but after that, they keep the Yerusha as the father was Manchil it to them. There's a very nice Tushtel in the Sefer Birkas Havram. To be mazbir this machlekes rishonim, he shtol tzu in Sivis. In Sivis says the Yisidin tzu in Reish Ayin Ches, Sivkot and Tes. Very geshmaka chakira. Legabe, that which the Torah says that a bachar takes pishnayim, doesn't mean that the way the Yerusha comes from the father is manchil, let's say in the case that we've been talking about a $400 Yerusha and three sons, the father is manchil 200 to the bachar, and 100 to Shimon, and 100 to Levi? Or is the pshat that mikoyach, the father, it all comes equally to the three brothers, but there's a mitzvah on the brothers, more than a mitzvah, there's a chiv on the brothers. A chiv is chal on the nechasim of the brothers, that they have to be mashlam the chilek b'chira, the pishnayim of the b'char. So really each one is zeicha mikoyach the Yerusha in, let's say, $133 and a third. But each one then has to take his extra 33 and a third dollars, and Shimon has to give that to Reuven, and Levi has to give that to Reuven, because they have a chayiv to make a pishnayim for the Bechar. The Nesiv is taking them on this second side. It's a more surprising side, a mechudish tekit side, but the Nesiv says, that's taking the din. The Lashon of the Nesiv is over there, Reisha and Ches, Sifka and Tes, the chilek bechira, who bechiv ala yorshim. It's a chiv on the Yerushim to see to it that the Bechor gets his chelek HaBechairah. D'rachmana chayve la HaYerushim, the Torah was mechayve the Yerushim, litein matana zoy la HaBechor, to give this matana to the Bechor, that from the Yerusha that they got, they have to take away enough that when they give it to the Bechor, it'll make his portion double, and each one should give that much to the Bechor. Like the Birkas Avram, this is l'cheira the Yisayd of the Rosh. Let's start with the Rimagash. The Rimagash had said that if the father tried to say something and he said something that he's not able to say, so Dvar B'Talim, once it's Batal, it's Batal. But the Rosh held
that which he took away the pishnayim from the Bechor, that's not even nichlal on what the father said. That's not a chelik of the Yerusha that the father was tampering with. His words were like, maybe that which he tried to take away the chelik b'chayra of the Bechor. Because that anyway doesn't come from him. That comes from the brothers. What he was trying to take away from Reuven was not even what the Torah wanted him to give to Reuven. He has no shaykhas to that matanat Reuven. That's a din on the brothers. So mainly what he said is dvarim b'teilim mamish. Not that we don't listen to him. His words are dvarim b'teilim mamish. The father's not a bar hachi to take away Yerusha, a pishnayim from the Bechor, because the Bechor doesn't get it from the father. He gets it from the achim. So therefore, avada, when he tries to take it away, nothing is chal. It doesn't help to take it away. But there's no reason why that should be mevatel the rest of what he said. Because the rest of what he said about Levi getting three times as much as Reuven, three times as much as Shimon, that part he is a bar hachi to say. To say how he wants his nachla to be divided up, that he's a bar hachi to say. To say that Reuven shouldn't get his extra chelek, there he's chepering with his son's chiyuvim, so that he's not a bar hachi to say. But how he wants the nachal to be divided, he is a bar hachi to say. So therefore, that part is kayim. As the Rush divides the part that isn't negated to the Bechor, that part is kayim. The part that was negated to the Bechor is batal because that he never had a shaykhas to say that in the first place. Masha Inkin, the Rimagash, Pashtas held, not like this chiddush of the Nesivis. When the father is manchel to his sons, he's supposed to be manchel a chelik, a double chelik, a pishnaim a chelik to the Bechor, and a pashut a chelik to the others. So if he said, no, I'm not giving the pishnaim to Reuven, I'm giving $300 to Levi, $100 to Reuven, so he was taking away, he was being mishanna from the way the Torah said that he should be manchel. And the Torah says he doesn't have the courage to do that. La yucha levaker. So the Torah was saying, dvar v'telim. That Dvar was Einam Kayam and Loyamar Klum, that his words are not Chal. So the whole thing, like the Rimagash, is not going to be Chal. So the Rimagash makes a lot of sense if we Neman not like the Nesivis, and the Rosh follows very strongly Alpi the Svar of the Nesivis.
The Gemara in Amun Beis brings a Machlekes, whether Halacha Adifa or Maisa Rav. Is it more reliable to learn the Halacha from your Rebbe teaching you this is the Halacha? Or is it more reliable to learn the halacha from seeing how your Rebbe paskin in a real life case? The Rashbam says that the Pshat and the Man, the Amar Halacha Adifa, that's more reliable than the real life case, is because maybe in the real life case, you think that you know the reason why your Rebbe paskin one way, but really it's because of a different reason, and you didn't know all of the facts. Like he says, for example, in our Sugya, you might think that your Rebbe paskin is like a Yechon and Membereka because he sees that the father's words get fulfilled, but you may not realize that the father had used a lashon matana and mechiyah gavna kuliyam lepligi that his words should be fulfilled, and it's not a raya that we pass on like a Yechon and Bereka. The Ritva adds that even if you would know for sure what the Rebbe's reason is, but you still, according to the Manam Halacha Adifa, it's not reliable to pass him based on a maisa because it always might have been a hiras shah. You don't know if there were special circumstances that caused the Rebbe to paskin like Rebbe Yechon and Bereka in that case, or whatever the Shaila may be, that caused the Rebbe to paskin a certain way in a certain case. Maybe there's some kind of a shasad chak or extenuating circumstances that made him paskin this way in this case, but the same Shaila, your Rebbe might not have paskin that way in more normal circumstances. So that, the Ritva says, that's why this man never holds halacha adifa. On the other hand, the man de Amar that Maisa Rav, the Pshat is because, as the Rashbam says, Derech Limudai, if he's just telling you as he's learning the Sugya, how we paskin, he may not have been medakdek fully. When he's paskining a real Maisa, the Lashon of the Rashbam on the first wide line is Yedakdek Yaiser. The Lashon of the Rashbam at the bottom of the Amud, second line from the bottom, is he's more afraid because of the greater sense of achrayis, the responsibility that somebody is actually acting upon his words. That's going to cause the Rebbe to be mechavin liba yaser, and so when it's a real ma'isa, that's more reliable. So the Gemara brings the two opinions. The ma'isa doesn't paskin which way, the Ritva brings down that there's a Masayra from the Ga'inim that Maisa Rav, that it's more reliable to Paskin based on a story than based on the way a Rebbe teaches Derech Limudai. I wonder whether this Diyun is Negea to the Shaila that we talked about at the beginning of the Shir, where Rabbi Chiya Eiger discussed whether or not you could, there's a koyach to be manchel to a Yerish that's Yerish Ayidei Mishmush, and we saw that Rabbi Chiya Eiger learned one way in his Tosfos on the Mishnayis and his Gilyonis on the Shulchan Aruch, and another way in a Tshuva. L'chaira, those first two Maramakayimais are what we would call Derech Limudai, in learning the Mishnayis and in learning the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Chiya Eiger nem done for a davar pashut that there is no koyach lahanchel when it's ayde mishmush. And so from the fact that the Rif and the Rambam bring down a koyach lahanchel to an ach ben ha'achem, he said that's a raya that the Yerusha of an ach is a direct Yerusha and not ayde mishmush. But in the Tshuva, Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, Rabbi Chiya Eiger Fakert, he said that from the fact that the Rishonim say that there's a koyach lahanchel la'ach ben ha'achem, that's a raya that you could be manchel, av could be manchel even to a yerish that's yerish ayidei mishmush, that the av's koyach applies even in such cases. So there's a real shinui between Rabbi Chiya Eiger, the way he paskined when it was a maisa, and the way he paskined derech limudai. And so which is the real das Rabbi Chiya Eiger over here? L'chayr is talian, this machlek is whether halacha adifa or maisa rav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.